Will you have a bit of a technical session on WikiEducate for any of the folk that do want to find out about stuff? There's nobody here that's fine too. So that's going to go in the growth that we've had. We need to be more robust in terms of having a tailored solution. So this is our biggest priority. You'll set up, you're going to be setting up a maintenance area that we will. And there is a the trouble at the moment is sometimes it does break. We make extensive use of templates. And, you know, Jim and I were chatting the other evening, what would be pretty neat with the CK editor is, you know, you have a pull-down sort of menu option or capability to do that for the specific templates we use in the wiki.
I'm
working very, very closely.
Yeah, with technical the session here now. How will he join it?
I'm coming up with services around, you know,
But there's a lot of things following on to what he said about so much of WikiEducator is about convention, and you have to make sure that it supports all the and encourages perhaps the same conventions, just to make sure that it remains consistent and so that you can reuse things like being able to pull the content out and putting it into a PDF or into a SCORM package. It would be nice if there's enough structure in the original that you can figure out. So I'm sure it will happen, but I'd like to make sure that it is.
Speaking of structure,
I don't mean to distract you. Minhaj wants to join us, and I'm just getting him up to a camera.
Oh, okay. Because I saw he was, Minhaj is now, he was at our second meaningful content workshop.
And we are in IRC, if we can get him to go to IRC.
He was on IRC already,
though. Except he might want to do screen sharing and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I was just working through the this morning the recommendations from the last board meeting, and Restex editing is right, you know, up there on a good list of to-dos.
And there's some interesting things you can do using OpenOffice as the rich text editor. Now that there's standard built into OpenOffice 2.3 and later, you can export directly to WikiText. I made a tiny little tweak to that to add some support for the pedagogical templates that sort of set WikiEducator apart, the so-called iDevice instructional device templates. There's a little tiny tweak there that allows you to do that very easily now. And maybe even easier if it's the sort of thing that you don't want to think about, Sun has a nice extension that you can put into OpenOffice that lets you publish with one click. Essentially, it adds to the file menu, file send to MediaWiki.
And you put in the name.
You put in the name of the wiki, your login credentials, and it posts, it publishes it for you. And I've used it on WikiEducator. It works fine.
What if you need to update a page? It just writes over.
Exactly, it overwrites. But then, like the Nirvana, is that there's this wiki text to ODT extension or extension coming along, and once that's happy, then you have a complete round trip. But right now, if you're the only one doing the editing of the page, you can just write your new text over it each time. Or once you've built the basic structure of the page, if you're just tweaking the text, you could do that in the wiki text.
Yeah, again, I'm just sort of thinking from a, you know, practitioner usability point of view, and the only good thing about that tool with AUT is the wiki tool. Now, it's got a really neat and user-friendly rich text editor called into it. And, you know, it's intuitively user.
The other issue with rich text editing, are the
the thick extension implementation is pretty light, but you know, that low bandwidth connections, which takes everything as a bit of a drag.
But it only has to load it once, and then it'll be cached.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be that much of a drag, would it?
Yeah. But I was looking at the implementation is pretty light. It's certainly a lot lighter than the sort of standard out the box.
Oh, you're talking about all the JavaScript and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is produced straight from the PDF export thing.
An updated version of the software which we haven't implemented yet on the server, which does things a lot better. And what we want to get implemented is the ability for institutions to accept their own branding as opposed to being wiki educated. So they have an University of AUT and this course and their logo and what it is deliverable work to take to us for by the license.
What are the forward prospects for audio uploading into the server? Is there plans to make that more, be able to load up bigger files than you can at the moment?
I mean, this is a decision which you've got to take around. I think the server is set for around about 2 meg or something. I'm not sure, but I think we can accommodate files up to 2 meg.
I don't know. And I can't check because of the restrictive IT policy that the Tonga Politics has.
Which is fairly big.
Which is,
so that's,
you know,
a single file.
Quite quite a bit. We cheat a little in the fact that we sort of allow MP3s, which is a bit of a no-no in the open source world. Our view around that is, it's relatively easy to convert them into open formats. Automatically. But the restriction at the moment has been the player. Web-based, but there is a Java-based player, but it's not that
reliable.
User-friendly. So we've got a little extension in Wiki. If you look at some of the tutorials, the help tutorials, there's some audio files sitting in there that we use, and it's a little flash extension that puts the controls to actually do the playback in the browser. So, And the syntax is not that hard. I mean, you can just basically copy and see what's done.
Sorry, you copy the...
Yeah.
What I'm talking about...
Is there a mini series? There's a tutorial as well on the front page of the tutorial.
What was
that?
IP policy, Jim?
I thought you said IT policy. Restrictive IT, but it's
yes,
IT, not IP.
No,
you can't
SSH up to check the Wiki Educator. I wanted to be able to log in the Wiki Educator, but I can't.
The Flash plugin is not installed in this box, but this here, with Flash loaded, will give you the controls for the audio.
Yeah.
And there's a syntax to actually do that.
Play MP3, that's all it is.
Here we go. That's the syntax for putting up the... You just copy that. So all you need to do is you need to have the name of the actual MP3 file that's uploaded. Mm-hmm. The trick is first to upload the MP3 file.
Yeah.
So you upload it with this normal media file, and then you just reference it with this. And then you can give the user a command that appears on what they must do. Click this to listen to the audio or whatever. So it's just that. So you just copy this over onto your page and replace it with the file name that you've uploaded.
Yep.
So what you would need to do first is you need to do this media colon whatever the file name is .mp3, and then that would give you the.
Or you can use the upload.
Yeah, that's easier.
Where's the upload? That's the upload.
In the toolbox. So,
that's what I'll do. Yeah, you can upload the file name.
Can you click your microphone on the limit there and just let Minhaj know?
Hi Minhaj, are you getting audio on your end? It's my audio out here. Running
off
Linux box?
He does, but he probably has a Windows. Oh, he has Windows. He but switches to Windows on.
Does Illuminate works for Pokemon?
Not on the Otago Poly install. I can't get it to run on my box.
Okay.
Because when I log in from Vancouver, when it comes to the audio configuration, it kicks me out.
Yeah, it doesn't kick me out. Audio just doesn't work for me, even in most.
But here's not the other profession. I'm sure it's just a configuration setting on the local server.
No, I'm sure it is too. I forward every email complaint. Yeah, Minhaj dropped off.
Whereabouts is he?
Pakistan. I mean, this guy is. I mean, he's prepared to ride 10 hours on a bus to go to the school to run a workshop. But now what we're trying to do is give him a bit of support to fly him into the school, but we'd be having huge difficulty getting him the money across to Pakistan. It's for currency. Mm-hmm. And we've got a big dementia from Zambia. Also, came along his workshops, he's passionately converting from Zambia.
When were you last in South Africa?